Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from John's Gospel chapter 11, and we're reading verses 38 to 46.
Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done.
Our focus is on verse 44. "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. The stench of death was around him. Stiffness and decay were setting in. Martha believed in resurrection, but for the future, not for the present. But Jesus is the resurrection and the life now, and the raising of Lazarus from the dead is both real and symbolic, a foretaste of what was and is to come. Lazarus came back to life to die again, but Jesus rose on to life, never to die again. Now, all who trust in him will one day rise on to eternal life in a resurrected body. But even now, another resurrection is available. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we can put to death the sinful nature and live a new life. The grave clothes of the old life, the bad habits, bad attitudes, wrong actions do not have to bind us up. The Holy Spirit sets us free to live according to his ways. So let's live his way with his strength today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the new life we have in you. Please help us to put to death the sinful nature and live in the reality of the freedom you give. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.